This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Coming up on Radio Boston, downloading free music off the internet has changed the way musicians make money. This week, a conference here at Berklee College tries to imagine a new business model for the music industry.
But first, tomorrow marks the one-year anniversary of the passage of Massachusetts' anti-bullying law. The law, which followed the suicides of two Massachusetts youths, prohibits bullying, including over the internet, and requires school employees to report bullying incidents to principals, who are then mandated to investigate.
An anti-bullying forum was held today at the State House. WBUR's Amory Sievertson was there and spoke to some of the attendees about what they believe still needs to be done.
My name is Jean Blake. I produced the DVD Bullying True Stories that was shown at the Partners Forum today. My concern is that I still hear so many people say that bullying is just a normal rite of passage. We have to let kids go through it. It, quote unquote, builds character. But you can't convince me that a child who is so harmed psychologically that they can't go to school is in some way being bettered, or that their character is being strengthened by being bullied.
Jill Dalby Ellison, Wayland, Massachusetts. There should be consequences much earlier on in the system. There should be ways to identify what's happening with both the bullies and those who are bullied. At this point, I do think there need to be consequences, and if there have not been smaller consequences leading up to this, then we need the law to do its part. At the same time, they are children, and they need to be forgiven. And it's just very sad, because we don't want this to ruin anybody else's life. It's already taken the lives of others.
Those are voices from today's anti-bullying forum at the State House. And when you heard that woman say that lives of others have been taken, she may have been referring to Phoebe Prince. Her suicide led to the state's anti-bullying law, one of the two suicides that happened in Massachusetts recently. Phoebe's story made headlines around the world because she was a 15-year-old student at South Hadley High School. And after her death, six students were arrested. Five of them were charged with various crimes related to bullying. But as the Boston Globe reports, the case may be approaching an end. Joining us now is John Guilfoyle. He's reporter for the Globe. Hi there, John.
Hi there.
So bring us up to speed on an agreement that may have been reached with those five students who were charged with crimes related to bullying.
Well, it looks like agreements are in place that would allow five of the six teens who were accused basically of bullying Phoebe Prince to the point of her taking her own life. The agreement would allow them to plead guilty or to admit to sufficient facts to criminal harassment, which is a misdemeanor. And in exchange, it looks like the prosecutors would drop the other misdemeanor and obviously the more serious felony charges as well that they had faced.
Okay, so with a misdemeanor charge and possibly a agreement there, would that mean no jail time then for these five teens?
Yes, and I think it's worth noting that I don't think either set of prosecutors, there's a new DA in the Northwestern District in Western Mass. I don't think either set of prosecutors was ever seeking to put these teens in jail. But I think what we're looking at is some sort of probation, perhaps community service or some other form of restitution to the community.
Mm. And I think one thing that's that first caught a lot of people's attention when the six students were arrested is that many of the charges included forms of civil rights violations. So you've brought us up to speed on five of them. But what about that sixth student? Remind us what he was charged with, and where's that case stand?
There is a sixth student. His name is Austin Renaud. He was the alleged ex-boyfriend of Phoebe Prince, and he faces a statutory rape charge because in the Commonwealth, if two teens engage in sexual activity, if one's under 16, authorities could press statutory rape charges. His case is still pending. We've heard of no deal with him yet.
Okay. So does this then possibly mark the beginning of the end regarding the sort of question of justice around the Phoebe Prince case?
I think it does. I mean, obviously, this case sparked international headlines when this young girl took her own life in 2010. And then the media circus came to an apex when these 16s were charged. There were scrums around the courthouses in Western Mass when this was going on. And then it quieted down for the better part of 6 to 8 months. And now we're seeing that these students are having their cases resolved, and really it doesn't come as much of a surprise. I don't think we were expecting long, drawn-out trials or any possible jail time for what is essentially a group of kids that made some very terrible mistakes.
Well, as you mentioned, the former district attorney, Elizabeth Scheibel, while she's the one who originally chose to bring these charges, and there was immediate reaction that maybe she had overstepped. On the other hand, prosecutors often want to make examples, essentially. So I'm wondering, you know, from your perspective looking forward, was an example made? Do other DAs, do they not feel they have to, like, come so forcefully when they bring charges related to bullying? Or was this sort of a one-time thing?
Well, I think this is a watershed moment. I think that Elizabeth Scheibel is, or was, at the end of the day, a public official. She was a public, she was an elected official, and she was facing a mountain of anti-bullying fervor at the time. I mean, obviously, a girl was dead, yes, but at the time, leading up to this, we had tolerated tacitly in words and in actions bullying as a practice for so long. And then, as is often the case in this country, something bad happened to a young girl, and now the experts are coming out. Now, this mountain of mm-hmm. anti-bullying fervor. And she did, I think, what she had to do, and that was to respond and go after these students aggressively. Now, cooler heads have prevailed. We're beginning to calm down, and now we're seeing the cases resolved.
John Guilfoyle with the Boston Globe, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.